Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones. Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord. Paul said in Ephesians, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. In today's message, Pastor Joel continues this timely series entitled, On the Battlefield.
There's just one Holy Spirit. Now come on, a whole bunch of spirits, but just one Holy Spirit. Some people think they got the Spirit of God. Watch out, there's a whole bunch of spirits out there, but there's just one Holy Spirit. Depending on how you feel, depending on the spirit that's whispering in you, you might think you all holy too. I'm telling you, we are at a disadvantage. You got to know him, y'all, okay? You can't see these spirits. So how can you wage war on a demon? How can you fight something you can't see? You need help. You got to submit unto God. That's what Brother Terry just said. All right. Anybody ever been to one of those functions at the park and you see a family, maybe it's a birthday or a celebration, they got the piñata hanging down on the rope. What happens? They blindfold you, right? You take that stick and you try to find it, and sometimes they just let you tap it a little bit. Then you go to swing and what do they do? Pull that thing up, whoop, whoop. They laughing. You might get a piece of it. Well, that makes sense. And that's how it is if you're trying to fight something you can't see. Here we're trying to find out who we're talking to, and those demons are pulling the strings on you. Got you swinging in the midst. You're not hitting anything. And they're just playing with us, having fun with us, right? Pulling the strings, pulling the ropes, got us swinging. Well, it's even harder to fight them than it is to hit a piñata. And even if you could see these demons or square off with them, they're supernatural. Demons can go through walls. You believe that? Yeah. Can they? They can go through walls, right? They don't have to knock on your door. They can go right through the wall. They can, all right? They're supernatural. We don't even know all of what they can do. They can they invade your house?
Yeah.
Can they invade you?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are some folks that's demon-possessed coming to a theater near you, maybe in your neighborhood, maybe in your house. May have the same last name. There's some folks, if you don't know the Lord, you better look around and see who you're living with. If none of y'all know the Lord, you better see who your real family is. Think about it. That ain't on the paper. This is what the Lord is telling me. All right? So these supernatural forces, they can inhabit things. They can permeate things. Not only will they sit on your shoulders and speak to you, but they will possess you. That's a dangerous thing. Like my friend told me years ago, these devils can do that. So, listen, Pastor, take us to a few verses in the Bible about demons and how they can possess people. We're not going to go through all of this, because this is just the first one. We're going to be on this for a minute, but take us to, please, Luke 4:33 and read that for us, would you? Luke 4, verse 33.
Luke 4:33 tells us, now in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean demon, and he cried out with a loud voice, let us alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God.
All right. Thank you. Now, I was just going to say use 33, but that's good. That's good food. Here we see that these spirits, what they can and will do. This man was where? Where was this man? He was in the synagogue. What's the synagogue?
Church.
Come on. Might as well say church. That's the Jewish church, right? He was in the synagogue. Tell me those spirits ain't bold. They come and walk up right in the church. We're coming up in here and mess with somebody. sometimes somebody will come into your church, the demon will hop on him in the parking lot. So it's like the Trojan horse. The horse comes into the church full of demons. Have you seen that? Did it happen last week here? Did you see it? Did you catch it? Okay. Man had demons. Got into the church. Then wanted to disrupt things. Okay? You got to be able to sniff out a demon. You got to be able to feel the spirit. But to do that, you need the Holy Spirit in you to do it. Otherwise, you're just looking at folks. You're just looking at people. You got to look past the man or the woman inside. You got to see how they operate. You know, you got to, that's how we help one another. If you see somebody and they're doing well and every 5 minutes they fall asleep, speak to that demon. Say, leave him alone. Leave her alone, demon. One thing he said, demon, he goes, what? And you tell him, oh, demon, every time the pastor speaks, he's putting you to sleep. He ain't inside you because if you're saved, but they will speak to you. They will sing you a lullaby. Go to sleep. Go to sleep. Close your big bloodshot eyes. They'll put you to sleep. But this is how demons operate, and you just got to know. It's a battle, y'all. That's what I'm trying to say. Don't feel bad about it. It's just a battle. If I wasn't a pastor, I would be sleep. Because I go to sleep if the wind blow the wrong way. You sit me down after what I do, and I go to sleep like that. I don't need music. I don't need anybody. I don't need to count sheep. I'm a sheep. I go right to sleep. Maybe that's why the Lord said, you're going to preach because you... I'm going to have you sleeping in my church. So here we see what spirits do. This man in the synagogue, in the church, was demon-possessed. Seriously, he was demon-possessed. Yeah, the demons possessed him, and what'd they do? Who was speaking? Is that the man speaking? No. Look at that. Whose voice is it? The man's voice, but the demon speaking through him, right? That's what he's saying. They're speaking to Jesus. The man is already possessed. The demon has taken him over, and now he's using him as a vessel, isn't he? What does the Lord do when he gets us? Doesn't he use us as vessels? Huh? Can the Lord manifest himself in you? Yes, he can. He can come through anything, a donkey, anything else. Can a demon come through something? What happened when Eve was in the garden? Where did the demon come? Was that a serpent or was it the devil or the demon? Which came in there, didn't he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Started talking to Eve, didn't he?
Yeah.
This is what we need to know. This man said, let us. Leave us alone. He said, what have you to do? What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Now, he's either talking about me, him, the demon and the man, or the demons in the man, or the demons and the man. See, because he said, what have we to do with you? Or what have you to do with us? Whatever the case may be. He's talking plural.
What have we to do with you?
What are we to do with you? All right? That you've come to destroy us.
I know who you are.
Mm-hmm. That's what that demon is saying. So this is telling us about demons, okay? Let's look at another one. Let's look at Mark. Let's go to the book of Mark and look at 16:9. Mark 16:9. Okay. Let me see if I got that right. I got a different Bible, y'all.
Okay. Mark 16:9.
Okay, yes.
Oops, I'll do it to us, the King James. Okay, Mark 16:9 tells us, 16:9 tells us, now when he rose early in the first day of the week, He appeared first to Mary Magdalene.
This is Jesus, right? Go ahead.
Out of whom he had cast seven demons.
Okay, you hear that? Did you hear that? Now, you know Mary Magdalene was a sweetheart. Mary, the first, long before Mary was Mary Magdalene. Mary Magdalene was a soldier, you right? She was on the battlefield. Look what it says. Jesus came to her. He rose early in the morning. When he first appeared, he came and appeared first to Mary Magdalene, this special lady, this special soldier. But then it says she wasn't always so special. She was special with some demons. Cast 7 demons out of one person. And people want to know why you always got an attitude. Why you change like the wind. 7 demons in one person? Might those demons not be sitting on somebody's shoulder telling you what to do and getting on your, when people get on your last nerve because they're letting them, they're allowing things to happen? This is what we have to know about demons. They are very, very subversive. We're seeing that in the Word of God. Thank you for reading that, by the way, Pastor. Yeah. So we see that Jesus, after he had risen from the tomb, he appeared to Mary Magdalene. Okay? And they said that he had cast demons, several demons, out of one person. That's something. Now, of course, we could go on. Yeah, Pastor said, now, how strong were those demons? We don't know. We don't know how strong they were. We don't know what Mary was into. You know some people now that are possessed. You know some people that are murderers. You know some people, I heard about a man that had robbed 20-some jewelry stores. He was just out of his mind with crime till Jesus got him. Now he's teaching. He went to prison, but sometimes, like I said, you got to be locked down to get free. And he went to prison, but now he's got a ministry and he's helping young men who are coming out of their lifestyle, crime. You know, he was about to work for the mob and different things like that. Jesus turned him around. So we see now that these demons do certain things and they can inhabit people. So we don't need to, we can go on and on, okay, looking at different examples, but we don't need to keep seeing examples. What people need to do is to realize that without being saved, without knowing Jesus Christ, you are at the mercy of these unclean spirits. That's what people need to know. There are a lot of religions out. A lot of religions, you all. There are a lot of religions out there. Catholicism, all the rest, Buddhism, whatever the case may be, New Age religions. There are a lot of people possessed and don't even know it. Your good works won't get you to heaven. Your good works won't sway a demon from taking advantage of you. Okay? Demons can fool people. Okay? There are some religions that were started by men who said an angel came to them. Probably did. An angel came to me. Angels, several angels. Several angels came to my wife and I. Okay? An angel can come to you. A spirit can come to you. But how do you know which spirit it is? You can only know if you know the word. I didn't know the word and those spirits came to me. But those spirits came to me and said, Jesus is going to follow us to you. So I didn't know the Bible. I didn't know Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all ministering spirits set forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation? That's the formula. The formula lined up with God. I was a sinner. I was a fornicator. I was an adulterer. Good man, as good goes, but not good enough. Okay? Protect the innocent. All those other types of things. But the devil still had me. You see what I mean? So these angels, these spirits came and said, look, you're not so good. That's what they told us. You're not so good. You need to try to do better. But they knew I couldn't do better. Believe in no hocus pocus either. So you better tell me something that I can follow. They said, Jesus is coming to you soon. That's what they said. And they courted us. They talked to us. Told us how to not be provocative. Or go out there shaking that thing and all this other stuff. Because Jesus is coming to you. In other words, do your best to try to get yourself right. Then Jesus came. Jesus came and read me my life story. He told me what I needed to do. He told me what I had done. He didn't ask me. He told me what I had done. I hadn't read the Bible. I didn't know about the Bible. But I found out when I started reading it that he was quoting scripture as he's talking to me. He was reading the word to me before I knew the word. That's why I say a lot of people, let's talk of this for, let me digress for a minute. We talk about different interpretations of the Bible, different translations of the Bible. The King James Version, the New King James, the NIV, the ESV, the GOV, the CEB, all these things. What's going on? They're changing the word. They're watering it down. They're doing this. They're doing that. Wait a minute. Get yourself a Bible first. Start reading it and then allow the Holy Spirit. He's going to lead you into all truth. He will get you where you need to be. Once the Holy Spirit teaches you and you start reading the Bible, you'll be able to see the counterfeit. Because I came in and didn't even have a Bible. And the Lord was giving me Bible. He was giving me his word. You see what I mean? And I say that to say this. That's how we know you. An angel will come to you. You've been entertained by angels. You probably just don't know it, a lot of you. But angels speak and they talk to you and they whisper in your ear and different things like that. What you have to do is say, wait a minute. Is what he telling me lining up with God's word? If an angel, see, that angel didn't tell me, Joel, you're going to be Messiah number two. He didn't say, Joel, you're going to start your own religion. He didn't choke me like he did Muhammad. Because if you know the word, the Lord won't force you. You've got free will. He'll send angels to you. But you won't see an angel anywhere choking anybody, beating them down, saying, follow me. He never does that. Right? But Muhammad said the angel choked him into submission. Okay, that's a red flag. All right? That's a red flag. Who's the other guy? Said that the angel told him that he was going to further the Bible or further religion. Oh, that's another flag. The Lord said, my word will never change. He said, anybody add, John Smith, anybody add anything to it or take it away from it? Okay? Never said any of those things. So while you believe in angels, and you should, understand that they are very subversive. They want to cause chaos. That's why we have so many splintered religions and people think they're following the word of God and they're not even saved. Dangerous. These demons are dangerous, okay? People that want to be. Now, that's enough to keep us away from. That's enough to make anybody want to run to Jesus, what I've just said. In the last 30 minutes should make anybody want to run to Jesus. But there are some people that want to run to the devil. There are some people that are put here as vessels of destruction because they want to follow demons. There are Satan worshipers, devil worshipers, satanic people, witches and covens and everything else. Okay? But many people are living what they believe to be normal lifestyles and they're still being used by Satan like puppets on a string. Going to work, doing the right thing, paying their taxes, you still won't get to heaven. And you're still on the battlefield, whether you know it or not. You're on the battlefield, and sooner or later, you'll see it. So that's why it's important. Watch this if you don't believe me. Pastor, take us to 1 Peter 5:8 and read that for us, please. I know you all know this one, but some people watching may not. Read that for us.
1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant,
yes,
because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
All right. Thank you, Pastor. That's real. That's real spiritual warfare. That's what we're talking about right here. That's what that word is saying. It's saying that you need to be sober and vigilant. That means you need to be clear-headed and watchful because your adversary, the devil, prowls about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. That means the spiritual beings want to eat you up. They want to eat you up. They want to have you for lunch, buddy, girl. They want to use you up. They want to capture you and destroy you. That's what they want to do. He just waiting. Oh, let me at her. Ooh-wee. Let me at him. Oh, I'm going to have fun with that one. Looking for somebody to mess with. Looking for somebody to take down. Looking for somebody to string out on drugs. Looking for somebody to wreck with alcohol. Looking for somebody to lock down in Folsom or prison and do about 20 years away from his family. Looking for somebody to wind up being homosexual. Looking for somebody to put you on a street corner. Them demons are looking, waiting, salivating. Get you to leave your family, leave your job, leave your life. Forget your own mama. That's what these demons, they're looking for somebody to devour. That's why you're on the battlefield. Oh, well, you're a CEO of a company. Oh, you're on the Forbes 500 list. Well, you might be. But they'll give you whatever you want so that they can mess you up. Look at how many rich folks we got out there that are free to walk the earth, but spiritually locked down, spiritually behind bars. That's what these demons do. It says that we've got to be sober and vigilant. That's real spiritual warfare. You all begin to understand what I'm talking about here. Spiritual warfare, natural, physical warfare. Is one thing. It's based on a physical landscape of foundation. But spiritual warfare, oh, that's in the mind, at least primarily. It starts in the mind. Because, you see, every physical act begins in the spirit. Uh-huh. It begins in the spirit. That's when we do a certain thing, we thought about it, didn't we? Most times. Even if it's muscle memory, when you teach your body to do certain things and it moves a certain way. Somebody pulls in front of you on the freeway because you've been driving for so long and you see them out there they're on your blind side and you're talking to somebody and you went to make a turn, and you see them, you get ready to change to the right lane and they're moving into the left, but you go, whoo, that's muscle memory. That's muscle memory. But you've done it so much and you've thought about it before that it becomes muscle memory. It still started in your mind. Do you see that? So that's what's important about this. When we do a certain thing, we think about it. And the devil knows that if he and his demons can get access to your ears, access to your innermost desires, oh, yeah, they go to work on you now. They know where you're weak. They know where you're strong. There's an old boxing term, old fighting term that we used to use. And you'll hear when you see a boxing match, you'll hear the announcer say, oh, yeah, yeah, he's working on the body or he's working on the head. They say, if you kill the head, the body will follow. See? Huh? That's right. Chopping the tree. If you hit somebody on that pressure point, that sweet spot, disconnects everything else. I ain't going to teach y'all to fight because then y'all say, well, that pastor, they're talking about hurting people. No, I'm not going to teach y'all that. I'm just using this. Ladies, it's the chin, the point of the chin. That's one place. You can actually take that finger and just rub it hard enough, the person will just go out. They'll get dizzy and go, whoa, what'd you do to me? Right here in that little line right here, just do that for a minute. It'll either wake you up or put you to sleep. So these are things that kill the head, the body will follow. That's why the devil wants to get into your head. He wants to put the right spiritual blow in you to get you to collapse. If you don't know Jesus, you already knocked out.
Jesus said, "The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and may have it more abundantly." He is our defense and our defender. We can't lose when we walk with God. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. To connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if Pastor Joel's messages are blessing you, let us know. Feel free to submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Are you in need of prayer or encouragement? Please call us at 707-759-5244. Our prayer warriors are here to pray for you. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program. Will you prayerfully consider sowing a one-time seed or an ongoing monthly donation today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website, where giving is easy. Simply click on the Donate button on our website to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord continues to strengthen you as you follow Him. And remember, God is with you and has already given you the victory over every challenge. Join us for live Sunday worship services on Facebook or Periscope at 1 p.m. and Wednesday evenings at 7 for prayer and Bible study at 8 p.m. as we walk through the Bible together. Sunday services are also available on YouTube and at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Don't forget to tune into Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones next week to learn how God has equipped you to overcome every battle as he continues the teaching series, On the Battlefield. Until next time.